from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Ernest Dorsett Sr., age 37 at the time of this interview.
Oh, yeah, I planned my future in high school. Said I was going to be a DJ. Said I'd be on the radio. Said I was going to be in movies. Said I was going to be, you know, I was going to be that dude. I mean, the only thing that I, like, looked up to coming up was, like, dudes down Whammo, like, DJing, you know what I'm saying? Something that I wanted to do to the cats on the corner, making that money. But I chose to DJ instead of sell drugs, so I guess that played out right. Been DJing since, like, 1988, to be exact. Like, all through high school, I'd go down Whammo. And that helped me let me know that I wanted to be a DJ. My mentors was Jay Harris. He used to be a DJ in the Sports Acre. And Ty Miller, that's another DJ down there. All right, give you an example of what my room looked like. I had a floor model TV in there. I had a record player. I had two tape decks and a VCR and a receiver. So I would play like the beginning of Batman or something. Play like a little part from there, Michael Keaton talking. I record it, then find a song that I want to play and play the song and put it all together. That's how it starts, man. Being your own DJ, like you're playing what you want to hear. Then you get a little audience. Next thing you know, people ask you, make them a tape. DJing is an art. I wasn't in the streets. My grandma raised me, so I was in school, at work, and at home. But y'all know how it is. But I say around 14, 15. It's when I really like start having my experiences with death, like being in class with one of my partners, like we all sitting here and come to school the next day and he did. And I went through that for like all through high school. That way, I mean, you can call that gang wise. I ain't gangbang or nothing, but just cause them was my peoples, I was affiliated. But when all that stuff was going on, I went anywhere and everywhere. They had summer ride bus passes out back then, pay like $50 for a bus pass, and you ride the bus the whole summer. I'd be on a bus going other places. I go to Wilkinsburg, I go to East Liberty, I go to Penn Hills, I go to Southside, I go to Belsouver. Instead of staying trapped in my community, trapped in my neighborhood, caught up in this street stuff. So me personally, I wasn't living like that. I mean, that's the only way you learn what's out here is if you venture out. I don't listen to music that don't have a message that will import into me. Music affects everyone, whether they admit it or not, because any type of music has a message, whether the message is good or whether the message is bad. But when you listen to music, you're listening to what someone else feels. I mean, a lot of the music they got out now, like, I can't listen to it. All these crazy cats. What they're saying in the music, I ain't gonna say it's bad, but it's not gonna help you in life. If you're trying to be successful. And I just don't feed myself with that. One thing I tell you is to go to school and don't be no fool, because there's a lot of knowledge in books. And a lot of us, we all young black males here, are afraid, you know what I'm saying? It's like we won't pick up a book and read, but we'll grab the remote control for the PlayStation and learn how to play the game in a week, but be in a class all year and can't even pass it. I mean, it all depends on where your heart is at. Like, what do you want to achieve out of life? You saying you look up to me like I was a role model. And only thing, like, I can really say to you is people make mistakes. No one is perfect. But if there's something that you want to do, you strive to keep on doing it. And don't let nobody tell you that you can't. You can be anything you want to be. But you have to have an education. When I end the show, last thing I say, keep God first and everything else will follow.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Justin McEckern, Terrence McIntosh, and DeAndre Morgan. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.